Tim is in Delray Beach, Florida. He also is listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Welcome. You're on with Jimmy Akin.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, how do we as Catholics know that God is all-powerful and all-knowing?
Okay. These two divine attributes, which are known as omnipotence, that's all-powerful, and omniscience, that's all-knowing, are both very clearly attested in Scripture. So there's lots of verses about this. In terms of omnipotence, one of the things that Jesus says in the Gospels, he says it flat out, nothing is impossible for God. And that's one indication of God's omnipotence. There are many, many, many others. In the Old Testament, there's a rhetorical question that's sometimes asked, is the arm of the Lord shortened? Meaning, is God's reach limited in such a way that he can't accomplish something? And the answer, since this is a rhetorical question, the answer is no. God's reach is unlimited. He can do anything. There are also just a wide variety of other passages and other indicators of God's omnipotence, including the fact that one of the regular titles that is ascribed to him in Scripture is Almighty. He's the Lord God Almighty. In terms of omniscience, this is also indicated in a variety of places. You have passages that say things like even nighttime, even total darkness, is as bright as day to God, indicating that he can see anything, even if it occurs in the darkness. You have, in the book of Revelation, you have Jesus the Lamb depicted as having seven eyes. And, of course, an eye is the principal way that we gain information, and in the Bible, seven is a number suggesting completeness or totality. And so depicting Jesus as having seven eyes indicates that he has divine omniscience as part of his divine nature. We also have statements that men look on the outside of things, but God discerns the heart, and God knows even our most private thoughts. That's a regular theme in Scripture. Also, Jesus says God knows the exact number of hairs on all of our heads. So you have multiple attestations of how God's knowledge far exceeds human knowledge and is in fact total and unlimited. If you were to go online and just type in Bible versus omnipotence and Bible versus omniscience, you'd get a lot of results that would show you these things. The church has then, the magisterium of the church has then taken the themes stressed by these different Bible verses and formally defined them. So in ecumenical councils, you'll find definitions, like at Vatican I, it defines the fact that God is omnipotent and omniscient. So the magisterium has infallibly confirmed what the clear teaching of Scripture is.
All right, Tim, hope that helps you out. Keep listening there on the Catholic Answers Live app and enjoy your evening in Delray Beach.